Hello, friends, and welcome to day 4 of the Divine Mercy Novena, where we're praying on the topic that Jesus has asked us to pray for, as revealed through Saint Faustina. Special thank you to all of you who have been participating in this, whether through YouTube or in our private Facebook group. Thank you for all your comments. We really appreciate it. And it's an honor to journey with you through this. Before we get into today's topic, just a special invitation. If you would like to help us continue on in our ministry, would you consider supporting us by becoming a Patreon member? Our Patreon members have allowed us to do what we're doing for you right now, and it'll continue to do so, empower us for the future. So Patreon members, basically, they support us on a monthly basis, and then just help us spread the beauty of our Catholic faith, which we are passionate about, and so we'd appreciate your consideration. So today, we are praying for...
Day 4. Today, bring to me those who do not believe in God and those who do not know me. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. So for me, the very first thing that I think of is right away is, am I doing enough? You know, am I doing enough to spread the gospel, to evangelize? But I realize this has nothing to do with me, and it has everything to do with God's mercy. But at the same time, I feel like we have a responsibility as Catholics who have received the gift, because it is a gift of faith, to believe the truths of the faith. Are we doing enough to share that? That was the first thing that really stood out to me. The other thing is, I know often we feel like when we think about people who do not believe in God, we feel a bit hopeless. Especially now, you know, with a lot of people dying. Like, there's a lot of people dying in our world because of the virus that's going around. But at the same time, I feel like we should not allow this to steal our peace. That if we truly believe that Jesus is who he says that he is, that we should believe in his mercy. And we should ask for his mercy for those people. That we shouldn't be, you know, in despair for everybody, whether it's a loved one who doesn't know Jesus or whether it's somebody who's on their deathbed, but to have hope and to have trust in God's beautiful mercy for them. So those are the two things that really stood out to me. The other thing is I was thinking about Our Lady, and I know it's Easter Monday, but I think back to Our Lady who was standing at the foot of the cross. And that would have been a pretty hopeless situation, you know, like she was the prophecy that happened, you know, when she presented Jesus at the temple that, you know, he would become a great king. And, you know, the angel Gabriel, you know, telling her that her son was going to be the one.
Yes. Yeah.
But at the same time, there she is. She's seeing her son dying on the cross. But she had so much faith knowing that God's plan would still happen, you know, even though it made no sense. I feel like if we could just trust with the same kind of trust that Mary has. And also, like, God wouldn't allow hard things to happen in our lives unless he had a greater plan for them. So just knowing that, even though it is hard when we're going through those really big trials.
So today we pray for those who do not yet believe. Jesus said their future zeal brought him consolation or something like that. So, you know, not an exact quote. But what stood out to me was that mercy is forward-looking. It doesn't look back. And so when Jesus died on the cross, he saw us as at our potential. And although he loves us as we are, he loves us too much to leave us as we are. And so he invites us into this mission of love to take people where they're at and to pray life into them. Because Jesus died on the cross because he was forward-looking. He wasn't looking back at the sins of humanity, looking in vengefulness and anger, but he was moved out of the compassion upon that cross, because the reality is he could have stepped off that cross any time. It was within his power, but he freely laid down his life. And when he did that, he was looking forward, not behind. And so often in the Christian life, we have this tendency to look behind instead of forward. We look behind and see our past sins, our past mistakes, the things we should have done but we didn't do. And Jesus is more forward-looking. He's like more like, because when our eyes are back there, we can't see Jesus. Jesus is in front of us. Faith is taking one step at a time. It's not stepping backward. He is a light unto our feet. He's not the tailgate headlight at the back. And so it's forward, always forward. And so when you have those people in your life and you look at them like, how in the world are they ever going to come to the fullness of the faith? Just remember that Jesus is forward looking. He doesn't look in the rear view mirror. And if you look at some of the great sinners of Scripture and the church, same thing. The biggest difference between a great saint and a great sinner is that a great saint kept Jesus before them. Their sins were about the same. Not a big difference between their sins. Think about King David. He was an adulteress and a murderer. Yet we know him as a man after God's heart. I mean, that's pretty profound. He committed some pretty grave sins. And so, no matter how big people's sins are objectively, when we look at, maybe we're aware of their mistakes, mercy is always forward-looking. And so let us pray today for those people in our life who do not yet believe with this forward-looking mentality, believing in their great potential to be a saint. Mm. Anything else?
No.
So thank you. So let's do that. Click the link around this video to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and we will see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.